We'll honor the late Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. May 14, 2016 is a day that will be long remembered by the U.S. Amateur Radio Service, especially those involved with Saturn, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. On that fateful day, Saturn founder Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, rather suddenly became a silent key at age 70. Major McPherson was literally hours away from being presented with the Salvation Army Certificate in Recognition of Exceptional Service, a national-level award. That award was presented posthumously to Major Pat during the Saturn Forum at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention less than a week later. This week we bring you a handful of excerpts from that forum. Voices will include Lieutenant Colonel Ron Busrow, Salvation Army's National Community Relations and Development Secretary, Major Rick Sharon, Saturn Director for Canada, Mike Corey, KI1U, Emergency Preparedness Manager for the ARRL, and there is an additional voice that was not identified. Lieutenant Colonel Ron Busrow.
As I've reflected on what to talk about today, I thought of one of the saddest words in the English language, posthumous. Posthumous. We know what it means. It means to award something after death. But posthumous means, at least in today's context, it means missed opportunity to recognize and honor. I said to someone this morning, it's unfortunate that this award that we are presenting posthumously was not done earlier. The Order of Exceptional Service, presented to our friend Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E. I believe that we were created to be in relationship. But relationship is more than about having someone next to us. Relationship is also about communication. Now, those of you who are associated with the Salvation Army, and many of you are members of our Saturn network, you know that the mission of the Salvation Army is very simple: to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human need in His name without discrimination. And when we think of human need, our minds often go over to Matthew 25, Jesus talking about people who are hungry and needing to be fed, or thirsty and needing to be given something to drink, or strangers and visited, or naked and clothed, or sick in prison. But I've never felt that that particular list was comprehensive. Let me add, I was disconnected and you connected me. I was disconnected and you connected me. The anxiety of being disconnected from family and friends, not knowing whether they're safe, not knowing whether they have lost their home, not knowing whether they are alive. This human need is made even more significant during times of disaster, when the means of normal communication are not functioning, and sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands, sometimes tens of thousands want to be connected. And so today we honor Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, who saw the need to help people get connected. He was a second-generation Salvationist, and he was commissioned as an officer in the Salvation Army in 1972. In 1988, he was the Corps officer in Springfield, Illinois. He was also working with the Emergency Disaster Service in that part of the country called the Heartland Division. And his hobby was the same hobby that most of you have, amateur radio. And he said, now, how can I take this hobby and help with what I do in my ministry in the Salvation Army? And you know that that vision that he had was what we call Saturn. Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. He started it. There were four of them: Pat, one other person in the U.S., and then two from our neighbors to the north in Canada. 2 months later was the first opportunity I had to learn about Saturn, was during the time of Hurricane Gilbert, when Hurricane Gilbert came across Jamaica and killed 341 folks there. But there were also thousands of folks in Jamaica who were disconnected, but there are also many thousands in the United States who were disconnected. We were living in Fort Lauderdale, in charge of the Salvation Army in Fort Lauderdale at the time, a large Jamaican expat community living in Fort Lauderdale, and they were coming to us and saying, is there any way the Salvation Army can help us find out about our mothers and our fathers and our sisters and our brothers and extended family members back in Jamaica? And that was my first opportunity to learn about Saturn. Many of the operators and many of you here today not only provide communications assistance with your own equipment, but technical assistance. And you've served as emergency disaster service volunteers on canteens, providing food and water and emotional and spiritual comfort. All of that started with the dream of Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E. The dream to create a network of amateur radio operators who would assist the Salvation Army. 10 years ago, and it's just been a little over 10 years ago now, Katrina. And during Katrina, 25,000 messages were done through the Saturn network. And it continues to be a means of getting people connected during times of disaster. Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, is a silent key. We mourn his loss. We will miss his passion and compassion and his vision. But you are a part of that vision because Saturn was his vision, and that vision became a reality. And for all of that, we give thanks today. Amen.
I'm the Emergency Disaster Service Director for the Salvation Army Southwest Division and the Western Territory Saturn Coordinator. So I speak having those interests in mind. I know that the work that the Salvation Army does is valued by all the people that it touches. And particularly in times of disaster, we're prepared to go in and assist people in various ways. And communications is an integral part of what we do. I must say that we couldn't do the work that we do without our valuable volunteers. These folks, these volunteers that help the Salvation Army, are our lifeblood. They're the worker bees. They're the people that get the things done. And of course, that's really the face of the Salvation Army. As the Emergency Disaster Service Director for the Southwest Division, I know that there's a lot of different things that drive people to volunteer to help us out. But I have to say that of the volunteers that I see come forward and actually ask to be part of our effort in assisting people, I have a disproportionately high amount of volunteers that come to me from the amateur radio community. Pat's work in creating and establishing Saturn is significant not only to us in the amateur radio community. I'm certainly an operator and pretty active. I think that more importantly, this group of very critical volunteers in communications in support of emergency disaster services helps us fulfill our larger overall mission in serving the public. And so if you think about the impact, and that's really the point that I'm getting at here, the impact that Major McPherson has had on the Salvation Army's ability to serve has to do with the fact that he tapped into, with the formation of Saturn, a large group of volunteers that are probably above average in their willingness to serve. And it has helped bring these people to help support us in emergency disaster services. It's brought people in to become familiar with the mission and the work of the Salvation Army. And that, too, has helped us to be a greater influence in serving the community. And all of this started through the efforts of Major McPherson. He'll be remembered as a wonderful officer, a great man. But I think, really, in the long run, this legacy that he leaves behind is the formation of a group that will serve thousands and thousands of people, who knows how many years from now.
You're listening to excerpts from a combination tribute and eulogy for the late Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, founder of Saturn, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, delivered during the Saturn Forum at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention. We'll conclude our excerpts from that forum in a moment. The Rain Report is available 24/7 on therainreport.com at The Rain Report on Twitter and via iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I'm Major Rick Sharon, Territorial EDS Director for Canada and the Saturn Director for Canada as well. Had the honor of stepping into his very large shoes and following in his footsteps as the National Saturn Director for a couple of years. Our friendship began through SARF, Salvation Army Radio Operators Fellowship, back in the 80s. And that started a long friendship over the years. Around 1990, early 90s, he asked me to become to take over as the Canadian Saturn Director. At that point in time, I'd never met him face-to-face. We'd talked on the phone and we'd talked on radio, and the friendship grew out of that. First face-to-face with him was at Camp Wonderland, and those days when the Saturn groups would get together and we'd train there and fellowship and play on the radios and have just a great time at Camp Wonderland. I knew Pat to be a caring, giving person, very witty, sometimes with those groaner jokes. He was well known, not only in the United States, but in Canada and around the world as well. And so I bring the thoughts and prayers of our Canadian Saturn membership today as well. He influenced many people. I would go to ham radio events in Canada. I would be introduced to a person and they say, "Oh, okay, do you know WW9E, Major Pat?" So his fame has spread over the years. He's left us a great legacy to follow, hasn't he? I would encourage you all to follow that. I was looking forward to spending my retirement years talking with WW9E on the air. That call and his voice will be missed. With his passing, we see the end of an era. But I would encourage each of us to move forward with the same passion for the hobby that he had, and with the same passion for the ministry of Saturn that he had, allowing God to use his gift and your gift to touch lives for God. He deserves the honor that we pay him today. 73, my friend.
I ran into Major McPherson in 1990 at a Plainfield tornado event, and it was all by accident. Maybe really not an accident. Maybe somebody was looking down and steering me. I heard on the AM radio one Sunday morning that they were looking for ham radio operators in Plainfield, Illinois. I said to my wife, "Well, you know what? That's less than 100 miles from here. I'm going to take a drive in the car and see what it's all about." Little did I know what I was getting into. I ran into Major McPherson. It was like getting caught up in a vacuum cleaner. The Plainfield event was a big tornado. I'd never seen a disaster up front before. But running into Pat, all of a sudden, he says, "What do you do with your ham radio besides coming down here?" I said, "Just the average everyday thing." And it just happened to be that amateur radio for me was in a doldrum. You know, I got an amateur radio when I was in eighth grade, so I've been at it for a long time. And by the time 1990 rolled around, it was in and out, and I was using it. Well, now I found a new use for it. Got involved with Saturn. One disaster after another using the amateur radio Saturn operator. But then Pat had a way of saying, "Let's go out and have dinner." The first time I thought it was very nice to get invited out to dinner. But then I always learned that there was something that was going to happen with that dinner. Have you ever considered getting involved with disaster services? What exactly is disaster services? Well, he went on to tell me about disaster services, and it ended up small stuff. We'd go to local fires. Didn't really use the radio all the time, but that was the matter of conversation. We had the networks to talk on the radio, but it was really pulling things together. Pat was a master at cultivating, but you didn't know you were being pulled into that vacuum cleaner. As time went on, I've gotten involved in the disaster services end as much as the Saturn end, to only learn that they have dovetailed the two together. Disaster services, Saturn, are one these days. and it's really great. I don't know how to say enough about Major McPherson and the things he's done for all of us, but we've lost a great friend.
My name is Mike Corey, KI1U. I'm the Emergency Preparedness Manager for the ARRL, and my colleagues behind me, Rick Roderick, K5UR, is the ARRL President, and Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, is our new CEO at League Headquarters. When I first came on as Emergency Preparedness Manager, one of the very first emails I got was from Major Pat, and that was probably one of the best emails I ever got. I've been involved with working with volunteers for many years, as many of us have, and I think we all understand that what keeps us going is when we encounter those volunteers that have an energy in them that is infectious. Without even trying, they inspire you to do more, and that is what Major Pat very clearly showed every time I've met him. What makes a great volunteer is when that passion and the energy keeps going and goes into other folks, and they pass it on. That's what a life should be like, is that it never dies out, the flame never stops, it just keeps going. And Salvation Army, for Saturn and for amateur radio, I would say that Major Pat, as others have said, has left a tremendous legacy. I've seen the work that Saturn and Salvation Army does in the field. I've worked with Salvation Army at National VOAD, and I've seen the passion that Pat had passed on, and still alive and very, very active. So for the good work all of you here are doing in the field, keep it up. I think that's what Major Pat's orders for you would be. Keep up the good work, because you're doing a tremendous job, and I think we owe a great thanks to Major Pat for that. We have a couple of things. First is a letter addressed to Major Pat's wife and the family. On behalf of the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, I would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to you and your family for your loss. Major Pat's love for amateur radio and service to others is an inspiration to all who knew him. And his legacy to the amateur radio service, Saturn, will carry on for years to come through the countless number of amateurs he inspired to service. The certificate in recognition of exceptional service awarded to Major Pat by the National Commander of the Salvation Army is a fitting recognition of his life of service. Major Pat's contributions go far beyond an achievement to the Salvation Army, but has benefited many radio amateurs who followed his example through service to others. On behalf of the ARRL, congratulations for this tremendous and fitting honor. Signed, Tom Gallagher, CEO. So thank you for all you do to carry on Pat's memory and his legacy, and God bless Pat's family and 73 old men.
And that concludes our excerpts from a combination tribute and eulogy to the late Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, founder of Saturn, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. Major Pat became a Silent Key May 14, 2016. The Chicago Amateur Radio Disaster Assistance Community will sorely miss Major Pat. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2016 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the steamy climes of Arkansas. The Rain Report can be heard at your leisure on therainreport.com, on Twitter at TheRainReport, and via iTunes.